Lots to cover, but as promised, right now we're joined by the head football coach at USF, 10-2 in his first season with the Bulls, a two-time Big East Coach of the Year, led Louisville to a pair of conference championships, USF opening up on September 1st. We are joined by head coach Charlie Strong. Charlie, it's so good to have you back. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. Thank you for having me on.
It's great to have you back. So you're coming off that 10-win season that included a bowl win, a top 25 finish, and the only two losses, Charlie, came on late touchdowns. So when you look back on last season, what kind of thoughts do you have, and how did it help lay the foundation for what you want to build there?
Well, you know, I was very fortunate. I was able to take over a program that Willie Taggart had. I did a great job of recruiting, and it was 25 seniors in the program. The quarterback was very dynamic, and he was a guy that could create a lot of plays for us on offense. And then defensively, I had some really good defensive linemen up front. Now, what has happened, all those guys are gone now. So now it's about rebuilding, and not so much rebuilding. We have enough players in place where we can step into it, and now it's time for them to take over.
You know, you talk about the quarterback being dynamic. Quentin Flowers was certainly that. He's moved on to the NFL. So when you evaluate the possible players to take over that spot, what are you looking for in your starting quarterback?
Well, you really, who can take the team and lead the team, and the team have enough respect and they believe in him where he's gonna challenge them. And not only challenge them, but challenge himself and just go lead the team. So I have three guys in place right now. I have Blake Barnett, who transferred in here from Arizona State. Oladokun is Chris, who's been here. And so it's more of, and then Brett King's other quarterback. So all three of them will get a chance to go compete and go win the position.
Charlie Strong, my guest. You know, Charlie, obviously I'm not there. So let me ask you about this and tell me I'm wrong. When you've got a guy like Flowers, I mean, a special kind of player like Flowers, is there not a tendency for maybe guys to get a little bit relaxed and feel like if we get in a jam, Q will get us out of it? Is that a possibility? Does that kind of exist? And how do you make sure that if it does, that's not a part of the mentality of the team?
Well, it was a mentality last year because he had won so many games and he had done so many things. And guys kind of – you get relaxed because they watch him. And even on defense, they felt like we never were going to lose because Q had – once he had a ball in his hands, that we were going to be able to go move it. So now you lose him. So it's going to take a total team effort. So guys are going to have to work together and guys are going to be able to – step up, and they're going to have to make plays. You know, defensively, we're going to have to stop people. Offense, we've got to generate enough offense to score points.
USF head coach Charlie Strong, my guest. In terms of recruiting, which you brought up, your D coordinator, Brian Jean-Marie, told The Athletic, when it comes to you and recruiting in Florida, quote, I wouldn't say this in front of him, but I don't want to stroke his ego anymore, but he's kind of like the dean of the state when it comes to recruiting. Charlie, I know you're laughing already, but how big of an advantage is that for you?
Well, you know, what's great is I come back to a state, and so I spent a lot of time at University of Florida, and a lot of these coaches are still the head coaches at a number of these programs. You know, right here in the state, in the city of Tampa, you know, I still, Garcia is still at Hillsboro. Sayo was at Jesuit. Now he is, he's still here in the city. So you have guys that are still around, you know, Wieners at Plant, and then you go down the street, and at Lakeland, Castle's been here forever. So I have a relationship with those coaches, and whenever they have a player, they know who I am, so you can pick up the phone and make a call.
Yeah, it's funny, Charlie, because when you lay it out like that, it sounds like you've been there your whole life, but of course, you're originally from Arkansas, but when you come back to Florida the way you have, where you coached and recruited for so long, does it feel like a homecoming?
Oh, it does. And what was great is that just spending a number of years here, and you're right, I grew up in Arkansas, and people don't even realize that. They think I'm from Florida.
Right.
So I had to tell them, no, I'm not. I'm from the state of Arkansas.
Charlie Strong, my guest. That's really funny to me. So when you have the success that you had last season, obviously your name is going to come up for a number of head coaching jobs, but you did choose to stay at USF. How come?
Well, you know what it is? I just want to build a program. And what has happened here, we've never won a conference championship. And you just want to have continuity within your staff, We lost no staff members, so I brought some of them with me to Texas, and now so we've been together for a number of years. But these players here, they deserve to be coached by really good coaches, and they want to win. So the thing you want to do is just make sure you do grow and develop them and just build a program.
Charlie Strong, my guest. All right, so we mentioned and talked about some of the guys who left. Why don't we talk about a couple of guys who are coming back, starting with your tight end, Mitchell Wilcox. He's on the Mackey Award watch list. I know you're extremely high on him. What makes him so special, and what does he bring to your offense?
You know, I am extremely high on Wilcox. I think he's an unbelievable player, and he's a next-level player. The thing he works, and he is so athletic, a guy that you can spread him out, and he can create a mismatch for a linebacker. And then you can put him in a box, and he can move, and he can block, and he's physical enough to get in front of people and move them. But Wilcox, he has all the twos, and he knows that how good he is, but he also knows that he needs to continue to work to get better.
Now, Charlie, I'm also curious about running back Elijah Mack. For instance, there was a lot of buzz when he first arrived on campus and maybe last season didn't go the way that he would have expected, and you talked about how in the spring there was a conversation you had with him that may have been a turning point. Can you share what that was about? Was it about, for instance, X's and O's or maybe something else?
No, you know, Jim, it wasn't X's and O's, and I just wanted to – I saw a young man there, and he was kind of not so much lost, but he's just trying to find himself. And so we sat down and had a conversation, and I said, you're going to be as good as you want to be, but it's going to be totally up to you. And I said, a lot of times decisions that we make put us in a bad place or it put us in a good place. And so you got to go about your work. He's a pounder. I mean, he's a guy that runs behind his pads. He's just got to learn how to make a move on a guy, because I told him, you're going to run into a wall. You keep on trying to run over people. But I'm really excited about Mack, and I just see him making a change, not only on the field but off the field, and had an unbelievable semester academically. So you see him making that turn.
Charlie Strong joining us. So what's that like, Charlie? I mean, obviously you need to win football games, but you're in this also to develop relationships with players and help them grow both on and off the field. So when you challenge somebody like that and then you see him make that turn and you see him rise and respond as a head coach and a leader of young men, what's that feel like to you?
Oh, you get an unbelievable feeling. And I tell our, not only our coaches, I tell our players, even recruits, you know, I said, I have 10 coaches. They coach the X's and O's. My job is to develop young men, because I want them to be successful, because there's going to be a life after football. So when they have their life after football, are we giving them the right value so that they can go be successful in life and go impact society?
Charlie, I know you and Derek Brooks have spent some time fundraising. You know, I've been around a lot of guys in my career. Rare is the guy who's quite like Derek Brooks in the way he carries himself, the way he approaches his work, his process. I mean, you could say he's a man's man. Whatever it is, guys are kind of awed by his presence. What's it been like to work and collaborate with Derek Brooks?
Oh, it's unbelievable. And you're right, guys, he is a man's man. You look at the successes he's had, and he never even talks about it. And I let him talk to my team and be around the team, and then him and I go out in the community and do a lot of things together. But it's been great just being around him and just watching how he carries himself and just his whole work ethic. And you can see why, Jim, that he has been successful, how he's put himself in the position he has put himself in, because he knows how to talk to people and he respects people. And it's all about relationships. And when you walk in with D. Brooks, you know that you're going to get a conversation and you're going to be able to sit at the table.
Charlie, I mean, that's exactly it. I can remember towards the end of his career, and again, the guy was like larger than life, future Hall of Famer, and I remember he said this to me, hey, Jim, you've done this a long time. You've had some success doing this. I'm thinking about maybe dabbling in the media. Can I pick your brain on a few things? And all I could think, Charlie, was, wait, what? Derek
yes.
Brooke wants to pick my brain on something?
Yes. Hey, Jim, we go in meetings, and he has a pad in his hand. And so we'll meet with someone who's been successful, and he'll sit and ask him, say, listen, you've been doing this. You've had success for all these years. Your business is growing. How do you do it?
Right.
And it's amazing. Like, he asks those questions. And like you said, there's a guy that has done it, and we've seen him do it at the highest level.
It's amazing. So one last thought. The program, Charlie, is rolling, really rolling right now, and you're getting after it in recruiting. How much better can it and will it be when you have an indoor facility?
Oh, it's going to be a change for us. It's a program changer. And if you look at college football, and that's what it is right now with all programs, facilities, everyone's building facilities, and they're all using them for recruiting. And I'm sitting in a great place because you're looking at Tampa, you're looking at the state of Florida, the recruits are right here. So it's easy for me to go out and recruit and go find them. But with this facility, it's going to be a program changer for us, and we're going to really take off. You're right. Right now, we haven't even scratched the surface on how good we can be.
Facility's huge, and you've got all that talent right there in your backyard, and nobody knows that neighborhood better than you. Charlie Strong's the head football coach at USF, coming off a big first season, 10-2 when they open up on September 1st. Charlie, great to get caught up. Always nice to have you on the program, and always good to talk football with you.
Oh, it is, and thank you for having me on. Appreciate it, Jim.
Yeah, you too, Charlie. Appreciate you. Thank you. Have a great day. Charlie Strong joining us. It's a good start. Chip Kelly yesterday, Charlie Strong today. It is good to be talking college football.